a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and X at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
Welcome back, everyone. It is time for a trip to Baltimore, Washington International and St. Louis International Airports. But first, today's B-Block, well, we're sponsored by HelixSleep.com/Karen.
We all need our sleep and the ability to relax comfortably. And with the colder weather here, it means more time snuggling in our warm beds. Make sure your bed is super cozy with HelixSleep.com/Carrie, a premium mattress at an affordable price. Their lineup includes 14 unique mattresses, including a collection of luxury models, all tailored to your unique sleep preferences. To find the mattress that works best for you, simply take their sleep quiz and you're going to find the perfect mattress match in under 2 minutes. Then your personalized mattress will be shipped straight to your door free of charge.
We just received ours a few weeks ago. We are loving it. They also offer a 100-night risk-free trial, so you have nothing to lose. Save 20% today and next week at this time, folks. Well, you'll be happier and you'll be well-rested. Go to HelixSleep.com/Carrie or find a link, as always, at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, let's get to that show hotline. First up is Ricky Smith, CEO of Baltimore Washington International Airport, and Rhonda Hamm-Nibrahi, Director of St. Louis International Airport. Off to that show hotline we go.
All right, well, good morning, Ricky and Rhonda. Welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have both of you here with us. Really appreciate that very much on this weekend. So, Ricky, it was about a year ago to the day. Actually, it was a year ago to the day when I look at it, that Paul Bobson with Dulles International was on the show talking up his airport with us. Mary and I have always said that airports are more than just a hub to get from one place to another. BWI offers a terrific alternative to Dulles and Reagan National when coming to the Capital District. So this show is being heard right now in Washington, D.C. and in Baltimore. So what do you want travelers to know about your airport first, and maybe some of its advantages that you want to share with us?
Well, we take pride in being the easy come, easy go airport in the region. The design of the airport, the personality of our workforce, all lend to that kind of environment, that easy, convenient environment. And so that's why we're the busiest airport in the Washington, Baltimore region, because people generally have that kind of experience. We have a full portfolio of national and international carriers providing nonstop service to, almost 90 destinations around the country and the world. And all of that happens, again, in an easy-come, easy-go environment.
Well, that is my – thank you, Ricky.
I like that motto, too. Easy-come, easy-go.
Yeah,
we all want that.
I know you and Rhonda are friends, so, Ricky, I don't think you'll mind if I also say to Rhonda that Lambert Field or St. Louis International, in my opinion, is also easy-come, easy-go. I think it's a very easy airport to navigate. And I also recall you're only about 10 or 12 miles of a drive into the city, and what always strikes me are the number of hotels across the street from your airport. There are so many along I-70. So talk with us about some of what you think makes your airport special and ways that you're working to make life easier for travelers.
It is. I think it is one of the easiest airports in the country. So we are 10 to 15 minutes from everywhere, whether you're in the county, whether you're in the downtown area in the city, whether you're out in neighboring counties. We are very centralized, and we have easy access into our terminals. And as you said, we've got great hotels around the airport. But I think for us, it has really been a focus this last decade, really on highlighting to our customers the ease of travel coming in. We've really focused on local shops and restaurants, especially the restaurant side of the house, trying to bring that flavor of St. Louis. We've partnered with a bunch of the great institutions. We have an incredible zoo, botanical gardens, history museum, art museum, all of our artists. So we've brought all of those things into the airport to really enhance the experience. So when people come to St. Louis, they see a little bit of who we are in our airport.
Hmm. You know, I know we did a destination spotlight recently on St. Louis as well. It's a great part of the country.
And a lot's been done with the art and culture in the airport, yeah.
So, Ricky, you know, Bob Jordan, CEO of Southwest Airlines, has been on with us a few times now for our Chief Travel Leader segments of the show. I know they're your largest airline. I think about 70% of your flights actually involve Southwest. From the information I saw before today's show, you have, 16 or more airlines serving the airport. What are some of the, the busier routes served from BWI? And I'm curious, when you mentioned all the places you go, what are some of the longest routes that you can fly from BWI?
So, yes, Southwest Airlines is our major carrier. They actually handle about 74% of the traffic out of the airport. We have nonstop service anywhere you want to go in the country, but the routes that people fly most are normally from BWI to Chicago. We have a robust service to South America. A lot of our leisure travelers fly, want to go there for vacation. We have a lot of service to Fort Lauderdale. New York, Boston. I mean, pretty much anywhere you want to go in the country, the longest route from BWI would be to Seattle. But that would be the longest flight for most airports on the East Coast because Seattle is so remote.
Right.
We also take pride in not just having service anywhere you want to go in the country, but we consider ourselves a low-fare airport because our cost structure is so low. We're able to enjoy service with a lot of low-fare carriers. Southwest is, as I said, 74%. But Spirit has a large percentage of our traffic. Frontier is the fastest-growing airport. I mean, fastest-growing airline operating out of BWI Marshall. And we just announced a couple of days ago Bermuda Air, which is now offering nonstop service four times a week to Bermuda. Hmm. And that's the newest member of our international family.
Okay, thank you, Ricky. Rhonda, some of our listeners may associate St. Louis International years ago with TWA, eventually, of course, folded into American Airlines. And American still offers a good number of flights from your airport. But like Baltimore, Washington, St. Louis can also say Southwest, it looks like, is your top airline. What are some others? And just talk a little bit about where you service across the U.S.
Sure. So we have a great route network. We have about 76 domestic destinations here in St. Louis. Southwest is our largest carrier. They operate at 60%. But we have every other carrier as well. So American, Delta, United, Spirit, Frontier, Alaska, Air Canada. So we have a lot of options for our customers out of St. Louis. And I think, you know, we added the Lufthansa flight nonstop to Frankfurt last year. That's been a huge success and a huge win for the region, I think, to get the nonstop European service back. So it's a wide range. We're continually talking with both domestic and international carriers about additional service. But I think one of the things about St. Louis is we sit in the middle of the country. And so for us, the furthest flight that we have domestically is, again, Seattle, just very much like Baltimore. But even with that, because of our location being in the center of the country, our flight activity domestically is usually within that hour to three-hour window, you know, with the exception being Seattle. So we are such an easy airport with a lot of access and then connectivity, of course, to all of the major hubs as well with our partners here. So easy way to get around if you want to fly through St. Louis or begin or end your travels.
Well, I like that. And by the way, right now, both Ricky and Rhonda, you have made our listeners in Seattle. I think we have AM 1300 KKOL that runs the show up there. They're happy because they know they can come visit in both of your cities. So, Ricky, you know, in recent years, certainly since the return of air travel, you know, post-pandemic, we'll go in that way. You know, I'd love for you to share, what are some of the biggest changes or maybe enhancements that have happened at your airport? Give us one or two, and then we're going to ask Rhonda the same question before we have to wrap.
So we're in the midst of our largest capital program in the history of the airport, and that program is anchored by the largest project in the history of the airport, and that's a renovation of our what we call our Southwest Airlines Terminal, Concourse AB Terminal. It's about a $500 million renovation to that terminal that adds more food and retail options. It expands our award-winning restaurant program. It introduces a new connector that makes it easier for passengers to get from one concourse to another. But most importantly, it enhances our baggage handling system. Southwest Airlines made it clear to us that they needed more baggage handling capacity. And so this project gives them that capacity, but it also improves that experience for our customers.
Okay. And
more bags than efficient.
Thank you. Rhonda, same question. You have about a minute.
Okay, well, our biggest is that we're embarking on our master plan, which is a consolidated new terminal project. It's got about a $2.8 billion price tag to it. We are in negotiations with the airlines. We are very hopeful that we're going to bring that to fruition. We are in the midst of doing a lot of enabling projects to prepare for that. But that is a consolidation of our two terminals into one, keeping our historic Minoru Yamasaki domes.
Right, okay, great.
You'll be able to go between Terminal 1 and 2 without the shuttle that way, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, that's good. All right, well, good to know that, Rhonda. Well, Ricky and Rhonda, good information today. We really appreciate these check-ins. I think it helps people around the country have a little more familiarity with the airports when they are going into a city. Thank you both, and enjoy the weekend, okay?
Well, thank you, and good to hear your voice, Rhonda.
Same here. Thank you.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, Mary, enjoy the conversation today with Ricky and Rhonda.
Yeah, easy come, easy go.
Good tagline.
That's a good tagline.
Yeah, when you think about these segments, they really do underscore what we say as far as airports are far more than just a hub to get from one place to another.
Oh, I totally agree. Think of all the subcultures that they create, just even within the cities that they serve.
Yeah, well, they do. And from all the local flavors of the cities, that's certainly grown at airports across the country that we've seen. You know, the restaurants, the shops, all of that. No question. So, well, folks, BWI and STL, nice to share them both with all of you today. We'd enjoy hearing about your favorite U.S. airport or airports, folks. Share them with us at rmworldtravel.com/contact. As we pause for a few sponsor messages, Rudy takes on Travel Lemming next. RJ is also ahead this hour with the Open Road, the National Communal Forum, train travel in Europe, family travel, a candid conversation on EVs, and a lot more all still ahead. Stay with us.
As we take a brief sponsors break, now's a good time to check us out on Facebook, Instagram, X, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. We're coming right back.